Are you ready to do this? I gotta admit, I'm kinda nervous. You know, every time in the past that I've fed on someone, it was sort of a one-time thing, you know? Just one night, so I didn't really have to worry if it wasn't good. I mean, I still tried to, but you know, doing it with my girlfriend is something else. Try. And so if you're babe, why are you exposing your throat? Okay. No, it's fine. It's cute. Far from the first time someone's made that assumption. I'm not gonna bite your throat, okay? Wouldn't be safe. Not at all. You see, there's a common misconception that when a vampire feeds, instinct takes over and they just can't stop. They just drink until the blood runs dry. You and I both know that's true, but it did start from somewhere. And where it started was from vampires that do bite the throat. Not because some instinct takes over when you do that, but simply because the jugular is... If you get bit in the jugular, you're gonna bleed and then keep bleeding at high pressure and high volume, which makes it messy and makes it hard to survive. And so I won't be biting you in the throat because I won't risk touching the jugular. I don't want to even accidentally do so. The vampires that kill people are the ones who make that mistake, who don't think things through. My sire was very thorough in teaching me these things. And so, we come to the alternative. This alternative is... There's another association between vampires and sex, right? And that's because among the most experienced vampires who know how to bite without killing, there's one particular part of the body that is often preferred. And is the reason I had you take your shirt off beforehand. You're so fucking beautiful. You really, really are. That's right. I'm going to be biting your chest. I'm going to be draining some of the blood from your chest. All right. So, you just sit right there. And I'm going to get nice and close, just like this. I'm going to straddle your lap. Okay. I'm going to take your breath. You know, I don't feel things in the same way anymore. Sexual arousal is a difficult thing to come by. It was like knowing that whoever I'm feeding on is enjoying it. It's going to hurt, just so you know, babe. Thankfully, I know you're into that. And for the sake of making sure that this is a pleasant experience for both of us, what if I started with kissing you? Do you like it when I bite your lips? When you can feel my fangs pressed against them? Yeah, you would. Now what if I moved those teeth lower? What if they brushed against your neck? I can still feel you. Tilting your head. But I won't be biting you here. Here's a fun fact for you. The vampire diet is limited, but it's not confined solely to blood, you know? A vampire survives off of bodily fluids. It's true. Any of them would do. It's just that blood happens to be one of the easier ones to get in sufficient quantity. But spit is still sustenance and is delicious, mind you. I don't know if you've noticed how much I tend to suck when we kiss. To swallow after. Mm-hmm. works too. Many ancient legends of succubi stem from vampires in truth. It's difficult to get them in the quantities necessary to survive, but among certain vampires who don't trust themselves not to accidentally kill if they bite, in the past, and sometimes even today, they choose sexual fluids as their source of sustenance. They become insatiable in bed by necessity, as in order to acquire a sufficient quantity they need so much. Why, yes, that is why I prefer to use my mouth and tongue instead of anything else. Naturally, breast milk works just as well. It does. Once, when I was getting my fill working at a club, particular type of club, I happened to get a client who was lactating at the time. The mix of blood and milk. It's divine. It really, truly is. Just some food for thought. I have a supplier of some meds, and I can certainly provide you with pumps if you ever want to induce. It's maybe a bit of a selfish request on my part, but given your reaction, you seem to be pretty favorable towards the idea. I am not putting anything off, not at all. Okay, maybe I am. Like I said, I'm nervous. This is my first time doing this with someone who I have a real, genuine, personal connection with. It's going to hurt. It really is. Probably quite badly. I want to do this really, really badly myself, but, and I know we've done this sort of play before. You know, sadism, masochism, all that. But this feeding, it's just for me, you know? I'm usually lethargic. After I feed, I won't be able to. I'm just worried about whether you'll enjoy yourself. I promise it'll be okay. Okay. You're doing wonderful, okay? Let me know if you start feeling faint. You're doing so good. You're bearing it so well. You don't need to pat my hair like that. I'm a scary predator. Okay, I'm also your girlfriend, that's true. Well, since you're bearing it so well, what if I bit down harder, huh? Mm-hmm. Just the post-fading lethargy. Snuggle you, okay? I'm gonna snuggle you.